We want to talk about people on the Central Coast getting back, allowed into restaurants, pubs and cafes, you know, subject to 4 square metre rules. We have got the owner of Pocket Bar. Also, he is the president of the Independent Bars here on the Central Coast. It is Carly. G'day, Carl. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys.
Mate, how good is the... Well, it is good news.
It is good news. Yeah. Put it back and people are back in bars.
Yeah. Mate, June 1, mate, has everything been polished and all cleaned, all ready to go for Monday?
Mate, spick, span, shining new.
Good stuff,
very
mate.
Very good. So what are you expecting here? Is it going to be sort of like the normal afternoon traffic where a guy will come by with his mate or a couple of the girls will say, hey, why don't we go for a Swifty down the road? Or are people getting excited? Do you think you're going to have to turn people away?
Oh, I think we're going to have to turn people away, especially on the weekends. What we're seeing is people are getting in early and making bookings to make sure they've got a spot.
Mate, how many are you weeks ahead when it comes to bookings, or what are you guys ahead at the Pocket Bar?
Oh, we're about 2 weeks ahead now for the weekends.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Mate, and what do you, with the booking, so do you ring up and say, we'd like to come for a drink or two before dinner, and you book a time for a certain period, or are you allowing people to stay longer?
Yeah, so you just jump on our website, and we give you 2 hours over the weekend, so you can just book any 2 hours like, up until 10 o'clock.
Mate, that was great because I saw it on Facebook and it's a package deal and you get food and drink. If you don't use all of, if it doesn't amount to what you've paid, you give the money back in kind where you can come back another time. A great, that was when it was with 10. Are you doing that with 50 people or are you going to do it in groups of 10 up to 50?
No, so we're going to allow you to come in now in a group of one if you want.
Oh, right. Good news.
Yeah. And we've only got a capacity of up to 28 with a one per 4 square metre rule.
Yeah, well, that's great because Paddy has only got one friend.
And because I'm bipolar, it's my imaginary friend. Yeah, so, you know, he and I...
It's very tough for him to get 10 together.
We get it. Don't listen to him, Carl. But, mate, have you spoken to other pub owners on the Central Coast? How are they feeling as well? Are they excited?
Oh, yeah. Some of the guys I know are excited to get people back in the doors. So the guys at Rhonda's and I think Mumbo's is opening up next week as well. So
yeah,
get
look,
a bit
I've
of
seen
cash
it,
coming in.
I've yeah. seen it at restaurants, especially at cafes at the moment, where you got this one person per 4 square metre rule. And you've got 4 people sitting at the same table. It's hardly one person per 4 square metres. And if you've got 3 or 4 people sitting at a bar table, they're all quite close. What are you going to do to try and encourage people to spread out a bit?
So we've got these dog collars. So when you get too close within the 1.5 metres, you get an electric shock and that'll send you back.
That is good. Can I have one of them? I've got a friend.
He's got one of those. Don't let him mislead you. He's got one of those. Woof, woof. He's going. He's let her. That's another story for another
Stop
day, Carl. But that look, and that's what, you know, everyone's encouraging. We're allowed to go back now. Just everyone do the right thing. Wash our hands. But we are. We now know. We've got the knowledge of what they've passed on to us about washing our hands, social distancing and all that sort of stuff. Do the right thing and go and enjoy it. And we can stay like this and hopefully get more people out as well, Carly. Yep.
Mate, that's it. Just don't be a dick. Work with us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
It. Yep, use the rules and work together.
Yeah.
Don't just run up and hug the nearest person. You say, oh, mate, it's been ages.
No matter how many beers you've had, no matter if you want to, don't do it. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us. Owner of the Pocket Bar and president of Independent Bar Association of New South Wales. Mate, Monday, we're back into the full swing. And thanks for taking time out, mate.
Thanks, guys.